morning. Also, oh, I must preview this. Do you like riding your bike? Do you like riding in the rain? Well, we're going to take a look at that with Regional Riff's Alice Walker in just a minute. But no rain today. No rain today. Mostly sunny in the Wimmera. Horsham heading for a top of 20. Stawell 19. 21 in Warracknabeal. 20 degrees in Nil. Edenhope 19 degrees. The rain is on the way tomorrow and on Thursday. And temperatures will be starting to cool down a bit. In the southwest, partly cloudy today. Hamilton heading for 19 degrees. Rain on the way as well. Plenty of rain and sunny conditions in the Mallee today, with Oyen heading for a top of 23, 22 in Birchip, and Kerang heading for 23. And there will be rain on the way tomorrow, but more so on Thursday in the Mallee. Currently, it's quite cool this morning. Quite cool. It's only a degree in Charlton, 3 in Hopetoun, 5 in Walpyup, 4 in Edenhope, 0.3 in Horsham, 1 degree in Canongulk, 3 in Longrenong, Nil and Stawell, 2 degrees in Warracknabeal and Hamilton, and 1 degree in Casterton. It's a pretty chilly, but a beautiful day ahead. So we can put a little bit of cold for a beautiful day, can't we? Definitely. So lots to do. Oh, guess what else that means? We've also got a brand new Catch the Connection this morning too. Why? Because we had a winner yesterday. We did. We had a winner. But it means Meryl from Oyen has won Catch the Connection with All Saints. So that means we've got a brand new one starting this morning. So get your thinking caps on. Listen carefully. We'll start a brand new one in just around about 15 minutes time. But let's kick off the morning with music from Tom Jones. Take my love. I want to give it all to you. And you can take my lips. Take my arms too. My love is your love. Darling, no one else will do. Take my hand. I need you when the day is through. Why don't you take my dreams and make them all come true? No, nothing else matters, yeah, if I can't have you. Whoa, yes, I really love you. And baby, you love me too. So, darling, I have no control. My life, my love, my soul, never let it run cold. No! Jones from 2015 with Take My Love, I Want to Give It. He's timeless, isn't he, Tom Jones? Ah, so timeless. 19 away from 7.
The Regional Riff with Alice Walker. Your daily dose of news and views to get you on your way.
you're the kind of person who gets on a bike from time to time to get somewhere around town or maybe even ride to work, would you be deterred by the rain? Turns out a lot of us are. Alice Walkers has been finding out more. Good morning, Alice.
Morning, Beck. Yeah, I've been speaking to Dr. Richard Bean, who's from the School of IT and Electrical Engineering at the University of Queensland. He's based in Newcastle. He's a very, very keen cyclist. And what he's been doing over the past 8 or 9 years is collecting data on how many people are using bike share services. So, you know, like those city bikes where you rent the bike by the hour or the day and then you return them to another docking station. Usually they're in cities. And he was wondering how much the weather was affecting when people will use the bikes.
There's a study for everything, isn't there?
There is a study for everything. And he was really lucky because he'd been collecting this data already. He wanted to know when are people using bike share services. And then lo and behold, the Copernicus Climate Change Service started putting out publicly available weather data. So hour by hour, you can look at the weather in different cities around the world. And it holds that data there online. So he was able to then compare that hourly weather data with the data he'd collected on hourly use of bike share services. And this is what he found.
The rain has completely different effects for people in different climate zones. So in cities like Dublin in Ireland, the rain doesn't really affect people that much. In the 5% of the rainiest hours in the year, people still cycle 80% as much. But in a city like Melbourne, they cycle less than half as much in those hours. So it's really caused by a range of different factors. So one of them is that in Dublin, the speed limit in the centre of the city is only 30 kilometres per hour. So it really is a completely different proposition cycling there compared to like cycling beside a truck where you've got no separation at 50, 60 kilometres an hour in other cities.
Dr. Richard Bean there. So in different cities, people are more affected by rainy days or days that are especially rainy for that city. And you might think, okay, well, he used the example of Dublin. Well, it rains there all the time, doesn't it? So surely they don't care about getting wet. But that's not the full explanation because there are also some really dry cities like in Spain, in Seville and Valencia, where when it was rainy, the bike usage, there was about 80% of the average still using those bikes. So they didn't really care about the rain either. But in Melbourne, it was less than half. It was 46% would then take up a bike and go for a ride. Brisbane cares less about the rain, 68% of average usage when it's a really rainy day. So how do you feel when it's raining, Beck? Do you ride anyway? Are you much of a cyclist? Would you go out in the rain?
I haven't ridden for a couple of years. I do have a bike. I haven't ridden for a couple of years. It's something I want to take up again. Oh, I don't mind it. My concern would be more about safety. But doing a bit of a survey in the office earlier this morning, Angus and Andrew both cycle quite a bit. Angus actually cycles to work and home every day. So,
but even in the rain?
Yeah, he does. He does even in the rain. He doesn't put a raincoat on or anything like that. But he said, but he did say he did have concerns about riding in the rain before he got a mud guard. He got a mud guard on his bike. It's just been a game changer.
Yes, and that's one of the things I said to my colleagues when we were talking about this is if you, you know, ride through puddles, you can get that line of mud all the way up your back.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to think about. Yeah, mudguard, great solution. And safety is a really interesting one because that's the thing that Dr. Richard Bean thinks is making the real difference here. He says people often try to explain whether or not people are willing to cycle through culture, you know, places like the Netherlands where they ride everywhere, so they have this really strong cycling culture. But he thinks really it's about safety. So if you've got a cycle path and it's, you know, separated from the road, then you're more likely to keep riding than if you know you might have to ride on the road next to a truck. And especially when it's raining, then you've got that extra level of danger. So it's going to put people off even more. And another really interesting thing he found about the data he's collected was to do with gender, which I wouldn't have expected. But he says one way you can really measure cycle friendliness in a city is to see what percentage of cyclists are female, perhaps because women have, you know, stronger ideas about safety or have been taught to be a little bit more cautious. So in Amsterdam, he says it's more than half of the cyclists are women. In Brisbane, it's only 20%. In Melbourne, it's 30% and Darwin 35%. So we've got much less than half of cyclists are women here in Australia. So he says we have a really long way to go to make it accessible for everyone. But Melbourne wasn't the only city that didn't like riding in the rain. We're not the only ones who are a bit sooky when it comes to wet weather. Chicago and Vancouver also didn't like the wet weather. And I spoke to a really keen cyclist who's originally from Vancouver in Canada, and he's now based in regional Victoria. Steve Connor's his name, and he's the owner of the Myrtleford Cycle Centre. And he told me it's so rainy in Vancouver. It's 200 days a year of rain, he said. He said the joke is that the locals don't tan, they rust. So you would think that they don't mind the rain, but Vancouver was one of those cities where they saw a real drop in bike usage when it was wet. But he's been cycling his whole life. He didn't get a car until he was in his 40s because he's just been using a bike the whole time. And the only reason he got a car, he told me, is because of the Black Saturday bushfires, which came very close to his home near Myrtleford. So they wanted to make sure they have an evacuation option. So that's the only reason he has a car.
That's
but
bizarre.
Yeah, he says he got into cycling because it's cheaper, it's good for you, good for the environment. He's got a cargo bike that he uses to carry things around. But Myrtleford is a really wet part of Victoria. So I asked him if he's ever deterred by the rain.
Never. Never. You know, I have a different understanding of cold. You know, to me, if it isn't actually likely to cause physical damage to your body, it's not actually cold. Which is not to say it's not uncomfortable for Australians. And that's what riding in the rain is. It's managing your level of discomfort and what you feel you're willing to do. And it doesn't get that cold here. If you cover your hands and cover your ears and have proper footwear, you're going to be fine.
Steve Connor. So it's easy for him to say because he's been riding in minus 36 degrees in Canada. That's the coldest he says he's been cycling in. But his tips, if you are one of those people who really doesn't like riding in the rain, he said the main thing is not to get cold because that's where the discomfort comes from. So either you're getting cold because you're getting wet through from the rain, or you're getting cold because you're getting sweaty while you're riding, and then that makes you cold inside your rain clothes. So he says what you need is an outer layer that is wind resistant, and then you need wicking fabric close to your body. So you need something like wool or synthetic, so not cotton, which is just going to get wet and stay on your skin. And he says when you step outside, you should be a little bit cold. Before you start riding, you should feel a bit cold, because if you're already warm enough, you're just going to get hot when you start pedaling and you're going to overheat in your rain gear. So don't overdress underneath that windbreaker or that breathable rain jacket. So that was his advice for how to kit yourself up to get out in the rain. But he says that he's noticing, especially with electric bikes, people are getting less resistant to riding. And he says some people just realize how easy it is to get around smaller cities and around towns on a bike. So he said just yesterday there was a woman in his shop asking him about a bike because she realized she could get anywhere in town in 5 minutes. So it was very convenient. But he really agrees that riding is so much about safety. He said if you have dedicated bike lanes, it really changes everything. So he also thinks that's the key factor here.
Yeah, I have a friend who got her license, did all that, hated driving, used to get anxiety when driving, hated it. And when she grew up with her mum, she used to walk everywhere and catch trains and so forth. So she ended up getting a bike, and now she cycles everywhere. And she's not a cyclist at all in general, generally, but she cycles, and she doesn't have a car, she's in her 40s, and she just cycles and walks everywhere now in Adelaide.
That's so interesting, because I'm on the other side. I don't really like riding. I don't like riding on roads with cars next to me where there's no lane. So you have to take up the whole lane of traffic, and then people have to go around you, and you know there's going to be lots of cars overtaking you. And there's some people who really don't like cyclists being on the road. So if I had a dedicated track the whole way, I'd be much more happy to do it than cycling on the road.
You're not allowed to ride on the footpath, are you?
No. Understanding is if you're 12 and under, you can. But over 12, you can't. That was my understanding growing up. So I haven't checked that law more recently.
Kids can ride
on the footpath, but not adults.
I've learned that since I moved to Horsham.
Have you? Did you ride on the footpath and get told off?
No, I didn't get told off. I just had it pointed out to me. I was like, can't I ride on the footpath? I had no idea.
But you can understand why some people want to when they feel the road is dangerous. But then, of course, you know, it's dangerous for the pedestrians. If they're not expecting a bike to be on the footpath and there's someone riding at speed, then you might have a collision there.
If I was on one of the major roads, I'd want to ride on a footpath. I wouldn't want to ride on the road. But anyway.
Yeah. Scary.
It is. It is. It is. All right. Alice, thanks so much. Alice Walker there talking about cycling in the rain and the statistics behind it. There's research for everything, isn't there, Alice? It's bizarre. It's very bizarre. She'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, Alice. It's 9 minutes away from 7.
How are our lives being influenced by big business?